We'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Derek, Coach Shaw said he gave you a little motivational speech that I kind of take it up. What do you remember about what was said?
Well, yeah, him and the assistant coach, Tom Richardson, just kind of told me to pick it up some. The team depends on me heavily. And come out here and just, wake up, because I don't know what was getting into me in the first half. It took a while, but, I guess second half is my time. And, my teammates did a very good job of coming out and making shots and chipping into the league.
Talk about the last play, the missed free throw, and then tip in and put back.
Biggest play of the game. Dan Cage, I missed the free throw, and Dan Cage got in there, stuck his nose in there, and tapped it out to me. I was fortunate, to get the ball back, and it got in my hands. Just wanted to make a quick, shot at it. I saw Randolph down there. He beat my shot earlier in the second half, so I just wanted, to get it up. Good touch, and went in.
Derek, what's your secret? How do you go your entire career without ever losing to Kentucky?
Making big plays down the stretch. Everybody, just making just valuable plays down the stretch. It seemed like as hard as we played offensively and made shots, we kept looking at the scoreboard and we're like, man, we're still down 9, the lead's not going anywhere. But it took a while with them. They fought hard. They fought very hard. And, last 4 minutes of the game, we feel most comfortable in that time. When we get it to that point in the game where we feel like we can win, we feel like, that's our time.
Derek, you think that this would remove, you think you guys now are an NCAA tournament team, think this would remove any question from your mind?
I don't know. I've never been, so I don't know how that goes. I've never been to the tournament. They have a committee for that. Hopefully so. Hopefully, we can continue this up. We have a huge game against South Carolina Wednesday. We have to shift our focus to them really quickly. They're playing great down there right now at home especially. And we need to fix this road thing, because we're not getting it done right now on the road.
Big win over Florida. Struggles in Starkville. Big win today. What lessons can you take from last Wednesday to apply to this Wednesday?
You want to take that?
Basically, the importance of getting off to a good start. We felt like we started the game poorly in Knoxville. We started the game poorly in Starksville, and it definitely didn't work in our favor. So, we just got to come out of practice ready to go and just work on getting off to a better start, both offensively and defensively.
Can you guys talk a little about that first half, you guys struggling, kind of trying to connect? Talk a little about your teammate, Alex Warren, because he's kind of the unsung hero in the first half. Big momentum plays, keep you guys competitive in that. Talk a little bit about his impact, keeping you guys grounded, or what does he do for you guys?
Well, Alex is a fighter. He's a warrior. He's one of those type of guys that wants to do anything possible to help the team. And that's just what he did. He saw that we needed an extra spark, and he went out there and made big plays. Alex is a great player, and he's very valuable to our team in that aspect. A lot of times you look at the point guard as kind of the leader out there, the floor general on the court. He made big plays and kept us in the game, and that's what he did. He was a great floor general today.
Shane, talk about when you and Derek can both get it going. You did the same thing last week against Florida, and kind of just
some
problems, obviously,
when
you guys are both playing well offensively.
Well, definitely. We realize that God has blessed us with the talent to go out and do what we do. And we realize that it's important for us to go out and play well in order for our team to play well. And that's just what we come out here and just try to do, try to feed off each other. When I'm struggling, he's going. When he's struggling, I try to, pitch in when I can. And that's just how it goes, And we feel like we're pretty much one of the best tandems in our league. And when we play like we did today, we don't feel like we can be beat.
Derek, you look at 58% Kentucky shot. Same time, you guys forced 22 turnovers and 3 shot clock violations in the second half. How you thought the defense performed today?
That's, pretty much the reason we chipped into the lead and won the game. Based on defense. excuse me. That was very important for us. Them not getting a shot up and shot clock violations, that means that we're moving. That means that, guys are digging down and doing whatever it takes. So that was important for us to win this game.
Shane, what does it mean to you to beat Kentucky for a fourth straight time?
It means a lot. They're a great team. They're one of the powerhouses in the country as far as basketball is concerned. And one thing about them, they're going to fight. They're going to fight for 40 minutes, and you're going to get their best shot. Tubby does a great job of preparing them for every game. And just to beat a team like that that you've grown up watching on TV, and obviously my freshman year we lost to them twice, and just to come back and get things kind of balanced a little bit on our side, feels great.
What's significant for your brother having swept Kentucky 2 years in a row?
I mean, you know, everybody knows Kentucky is Kentucky. You know, they've dominated this league for, you know, decades. And for us to, you know, kind of do that, and the team they still have right now, you know, they're a tremendous basketball team. And every time we play them, it's a close game. We're two evenly matched teams, I feel, both 19-9 now. Both were tied for second today. You know, so, I mean, the difference is, we're getting it done at the end of the game, you know, and it's significant for our program. And, you know, you just kind of see it going in a different direction right now. Hopefully we can sustain that for the next couple of contests.
You guys mentioned you're most comfortable in those last 4 minutes of the game. Talk about how important that is at this point in the season on the brink of the tournament. What's the significance of that confidence in those last 4 minutes?
It's very important because right now a lot of teams are fighting to get into the tournament and do different things, and everybody's playing pretty much their best basketball. So, you know, every play is pretty much that much more important. And just for us to be as comfortable as we are at the end of the game, it does wonders for your confidence. I remember looking up at the score today with 4 minutes left to go, and with the game being as close as it was, there was no doubt in any of our teammates' mind that we were going to win the game. And that's a great thing to have.
We have time for one more question. Derek, you guys scored 23 points in the first half, 44 in the second. What's the difference offensively?
That was also an emphasis in halftime, you know, clean up our offensive, our spacing on offense, our ball movement. Coach said, you know, it's five guys running around playing for five people, you know, we're not playing as one. Right? It's not five guys playing as one. So we clean that up some, you know. I think everybody, you know, is just, you know, pumped up for this game, you know, and that's why our offense was a little erratic in the first half. You know, they stressed that at halftime, and we cleaned it up in the second half, and our offense looked a lot more fluid.
Thank you.